Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood, and welcome to episode 41 of the realest and dopest podcast focused on that dad life, the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Thank you once again for not only supporting the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, but also sharing it with your friends, and even hitting me up with topics or even guests you would like to hear from. Oh, and a special shout out to those leaving dope ratings. I love seeing them and love sending y'all stickers as a thank you. So if you want some stickers, hook it up by going to your favorite platform and dropping a rating for us. Screenshot it and send it to our Instagram account at Fatherhood is Lit so we can hook it up. When I started this podcast, I wanted to alternate between episodes with a guest and by myself. I loved the format and figured this would be a dope way to let busy dads catch up on all the content we were putting out. I know y'all busy handling business and being a dope dad, so asking you for 2 to 3 hours per day of your time a week just didn't seem right. Well, it didn't seem right until a few weeks ago, when all of this craziness started to happen. I stopped my usual schedule to drop an episode that I thought would be very, very important for dads, especially during this troubling time. Dads needed something to pick us up. So I skipped the solo episode and dropped How to Stay Strong with Kenny Thomas, aka The Dancing Dad. If you don't know his story, go listen to episode 39. I'll wait for you right here. Trust me, you want to hear it. Kenny didn't know if his son would survive the form of cancer he had developed at a young age. He knew his family needed him to stay strong, and he did that by dancing and by believing in his faith. You don't have to be religious to believe in a higher power. If you ever feel down, even after this pandemic, I suggest you sit down and listen to Kenny's gems. He really hooked us up, and so many of the dads hit me up about it. But now it's my turn. Today, I want to talk about the byproduct or the benefits of actually being there with your kids or for your kids during this pandemic. This pandemic is giving some of us way more time with our kids than we ever had before, and it's not always to appreciate that. I know it took me a while to appreciate it. Kids can get annoying, and age doesn't limit that annoyance. We all know that, but they can also be incredible little humans when you put your phone down and devote your undivided attention to them. In the technology world, my mentors always told me you can't fix what you don't measure. That same rule applies to fatherhood. I'm always looking for ways to improve, and improvement mainly consists of helping my kids grow. Now that we are on lockdown, we have to show up in ways we didn't have to before, like helping our kids with schoolwork. Teachers are doing a great job with our kids online, but we would be lying to ourselves if we said it was the same as physically being in school. Now is when we dads have to step up, especially if your mate is working or if you're a single dad. Now we are a huge part of the process, and it gives us insights to our kids in ways we didn't get them before. Now you can see how much your kid really knows, and it's incredible. I get to watch my 7-year-old kill it in math in ways I didn't know he could. But at the same time, I get to see how I can help him with the writing side of the equation. As boring as it is sitting there watching him do his work sometimes, I have learned to put the phone down and fully devote that time to them. That time allows me to fully understand what's going on without reading or hearing it from someone else. Maybe classwork or schoolwork isn't your thing, but one thing for sure, being there allows you to learn where your kid excels and where you as a dad can help them improve in life. If being able to help your kids level up isn't a blessing, I don't know what is. Use this time to really learn about your kids and use it to help them grow. Help them become the kids that you know they can be by being the dad that you know you always needed. Another benefit of fully being there is being able to reminisce about your childhood during these times with your kids. Growing up, my dad was my hero. Nothing he could ever do would tarnish that. I loved him. I also loved all of his war stories, even though I didn't believe half of them at the time. Back then, the distractions were limited to a handful of channels on the TV and the whack programming that came with it. On occasions, when it was just Dad and I, he would sit on his broken down recliner chair and tell me stories about his life. Stories ranged from life in the 80s to life as a child growing up in Puerto Rico. He would tell me actual war stories from his days as a soldier and so much more. He told me about his instances in the streets and how the streets molded him into the person that he is today. Even though I loved him, I didn't know how special that time was for both of us until I had my own kids. Now I'm the old man telling war stories that sometimes even feel impossible to have happen. And I'm blessed to be that old man. Like when I tell my kids about not having a remote control for my TV growing up, they sit there looking at me like I'm just lying to them. Like I'm Dr. Seuss or something. Just like my dad, I get to reminisce on life, and I get to share it with them anyway, whether they believe me or not. Now with distractions everywhere, it's hard to keep their attention, but all we have is time at our disposal. I joke with my kids about not having Wi-Fi back in the day, and how Grandma Anna would knock me off the internet while I was getting my age sex location on, because she wanted to call someone. How whack was that? My oldest one said, "Why didn't you create a hotspot for your computer, Dad?" I had to laugh at him. That led to talks about not having cell phones, and of course my son had to remind me that my childhood sucked in comparison to his tech-heavy lifestyle. Or at least he thought it did. I actually loved my childhood. I didn't have to focus on the internet. Your kids might not get all the stories. They might not even believe them, but it's a must that you share them with them anyway. All we have is time now, and one day your kids, just like you, will say, "Damn, I remember hearing those stories from my parents. Even if I didn't believe them all at that time, I remembered them and I appreciated them." Reminiscing is dope. Doing it with your kids is even doper. Don't let horrible times kill those special times. Reminisce and share your stories with your kids. Oh, and get ready to be challenged about them. That's what kids do best anyway. I know my kids are really, really good at challenging anything I tell them. This pandemic, well, it won't change that. There are so many benefits of being fully there for your kids. But my favorite is the unexpected bonding that's taking place due to the pandemic. It's real easy to cut off all the rules during these crazy times. I, for one, have cut a few. I have let my kids get away with way more screen time than they're used to getting. But along with more screen time, we are actually bonding even more than ever. You can say that we have no choice but to do so, but that's bullshit. We can choose to let our kids run wild all day, and chances are most kids will oblige by that. They only need us when the Wi-Fi is down, get hungry, or God forbid, get hurt. Heck, it's easy for us to get lost on our own devices all day as well. And to be honest, there are days just like that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, huge but, there are always days when we are all bored of the usual things, or days when your child will walk up to you, ask you to play a game y'all don't usually play together, and you, like a real one, will say, "What the heck, let's do this." Guess what? You will love it. Shit, we even played Monopoly together the other night. You know Monopoly is a game that gets adults upset. Play that with kids? Oh shit, your world can be flipped real quick. We didn't just play once either, we played two games. And then the reality of our hate for the game took place, and little man flipped the board as expected. Now is when we dads have to take an L and play games or do activities we don't always love, but serve as a great bonding moment, because who knows what tomorrow will promise. You don't always have to take an L and play or do something you hate. You can get creative and include them on things you love. For example, I love graffiti, but I could barely write it, but I still love it. So I asked my friend Chris Penn of Projectivity to host a special Zoom for kids and dads like me. We spent over an hour drawing graffiti letters of any word we could think of, not just our names. None of that artwork made its way to our wall of fame or a museum, but it sure did give us something to bond over. And for that, I'm grateful, especially since it was something I like to do. I like to tell people that your presence never has to be boring, and bonding with your kids is special. Flip the script and use the time to be fully there and take in those bonding moments like a boss. Remember, one day they will be big kids with their own family, and having moments to bond over won't be an everyday occurrence. Bond now so you can share those memories later. Or the alternative, be one of those dads that complain that they didn't take advantage of the time given to them. That ain't gonna be me. I'm bonding with my kids, and I know you are too. The new normal of being grateful is here to stay. If you really, really, really want to make your presence felt, appreciate this time that we have with our kids. Put the phone and the devices down. Tell the stories you have, even if they're outlandish. Bond over the simple things, even if it's a game of Monopoly or just eating crackers together. And focus on the people that matters the most, our family. Good things happen when you're fully there with no distractions. Real dads make it happen. We matter. Our presence matters. Make your presence felt like a real one. Fatherhood is lit.